Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. So how close has humanity come to annihilating itself? Pretty doggone close. Perhaps the closest was nearly 48 years ago today, at the height of the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis. The crisis actually began on October 15, 1962. On that day, U.S. intelligence discovered that the Soviets were building medium-range missile sites in Cuba. The next day, President Kennedy secretly convened an emergency meeting of senior policy, military, and political advisors to discuss the development. The group became known as XCOM, short for Executive Committee. After rejecting a surgical airstrike against the missile sites, XCOM decided on a naval quarantine and a demand that the bases be dismantled and missiles removed. On the night of October 22nd, Kennedy went on national television to announce his decision.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
On the 26th, Khrushchev proposed a reasonable compromise, suggesting that the Soviets remove their missiles if the United States will guarantee not to invade Cuba. Then, on October 27th, a U-2 was shot down over Cuba, and the Executive Committee received a second letter from Khrushchev demanding the removal of U.S. missiles in Turkey in exchange for the Soviet missiles in Cuba. And basically, that's what happened. Although never made public in Kennedy's lifetime, the United States did agree to the stipulation that the U.S. missiles be removed from Turkey, and they promised never to invade Cuba. Tensions finally began to ease on October 22nd when Khrushchev announced that he would dismantle the installations and return the missiles to the Soviet Union, expressing his trust that the United States would not invade Cuba. And the United States has lived by its promise not to invade Cuba to this day. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.